Morning, everyone. Today's daf is Yud Aleph in Bechoros. We're on Yud Amud Beis. Topic today, for the most part, is going to be a continuation of this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Mitzvah in the Torah to take every firstborn donkey that's born in your flock and to be poda and to redeem it. And to be poda with the sheep, although we'll talk a little bit today. Maybe there's an option of being poda with something other than the sheep. A little discussion that we're going to have later this morning. To be poda with a sheep and to give that sheep to a kohen. And so the question on the table is a very straightforward question, such a simple question. That peter chamor, that firstborn donkey, while you own it, before you're poda it, is it kadosh? Does it have sanctity? And it's also about hanah, you can't get any benefit from it, or no? It's yours, but you have to be poda it. So machlok between Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rav Yehuda says that it's kadosh, it has kedusha. And his argument is such a straightforward argument, which is, I don't understand. You think something has Kedusha? If it didn't have Kedusha, so what do you have to be poded for? What's this whole idea of Padiya? So that is the argument of Rav Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rav Yehuda. The Gemara also yesterday suggested, maybe he also learns it from Sukkim as well. And so therefore Rav Yehuda says, it has Kedusha, it is Aser Behana, you can't get benefit from it, period, end of discussion. And the once you're poded, once you redeem it, obviously now it becomes yours and so forth and so on. Good. And then there's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Petr Chamor, even though it requires Padiya, it's yours. It's Mutar Bahana. You can take the Petr Chamor, you can hand it to a woman, you can say, Hare Mekadeshet Li Be Chamor Zeh. I want to be Mekashi with this donkey, right? Instead of giving her a ring, you give her something much more useful. You give her a donkey. Okay. And the Rabbi Shimon says that works because the Petr Chamor belongs to you. Oh, what about Padiya? What about the fact that you have to redeem it? So Rabbi Shimon also makes a fantastic argument. Rabbi Shimon says, look, let's go one step further. Okay? You redeem it. What happens? You take the kedusha of the Petr Chamor and it goes to a sheep. And you give the sheep to a kohen. And now what? Sheep has to be brought as a karbon? No. Sheep has any kedusha whatsoever? Again, the answer is no. So Rabbi Shimon's argument is that after you redeem it, if you really thought there was kedusha in the firstborn donkey, so where'd the Kedusha go? If it transferred to the sheep, which is what you would normally think would happen, so how come the sheep isn't Kadosh? So Rabbi Shimon says, okay, so we'll work backwards. Now that you know that the sheep doesn't have Kedusha, must be the Petr Chamor doesn't have Kedusha as well. And he would say that this whole issue of Petr Chamor, it's just a mammonous issue. It's just money. But it doesn't. There's no Kedusha, there's no inherent Kedusha in the Petr Chamor. Okay? Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, as we'll point out later this morning, seemingly the halach is going to go like Rabbi Yehuda. We have a Stam Mishnah, as we pointed out. The whole reason why we got to this topic of discussion is because our Mishnah back on Tesamon Aleph seems to passim like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, good. That is where we are. We're in the middle of Yud Amud Beis, and we're starting now with the words V'Amar Rav Nachman, V'Chein Amar Rav Nachman. Okay, now, you'll remember one other point that we'll review from yesterday, and then we'll start with this Gemara, and that's the following. Rabba, on Yud Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, Rabba has an assertion, Tes Amud Beis on the bottom. Rabba has an assertion, and he says that if you do the mitzvah of Arifa, now, I called it the mitzvah of Arifa, okay, I told you yesterday, right, I questioned yesterday, is it a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? Okay, I'll come back to that point later, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. If you do the mitzvah of Arifa, the Torah says, "V'im lo sifdeh," and if you do not redeem it, va'arafto, so you have to hatchet the firstborn donkey in the back of the neck. So you do that. So Rabbah says, everyone now agrees, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, everybody now agrees that the firstborn donkey is aser b'hana, you cannot get benefit from it. Certainly, Rabbi Yehuda would say that, because he holds it's Aser B'Hanah even while it's alive. But even Rabbi Shimon, while it's alive, it wasn't Aser B'Hanah. But then once you're Oreif, you're Ma'arif the animal, then it becomes Aser B'Hanah. Okay, that is the assertion of Rabba. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman agrees. We're in the middle of Yud Amud Beis, right in the middle of the page. First words in the line is Rabbi Yehuda. And it's the last, we start with the last three words in the line. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravu Amod Rabbi Shimon Lach Arifa Shu Aser. Okay, V'Amar Rav Nachman Mina Aminala. Now, how do I know this? Where do we see this from? So he's going to point to a brisa. D'Tanya V'Arafto Nemar Kan Arifa V'Nemar Lahalan Arifa. We have two Arifas in the Torah. One here and one by Egla Rufa. Malahalan Asur Afkan Asur, just like by Egla Rufa, it's Asur Bahana, and that's learned out through Gzeira Shava Rashi quotes. So too over here, when you do the mitzvah of Arifa by your Petach Hamor, it's Asur Bahana. So Mani Ilim, Rav Yehuda Mechayim Esar Asur. Now look, the author of that brace, it can't be Rav Yehuda, because he holds it Asur even while the animal's alive. So I need an extension of to Egla Arufa to teach me that the animal is going to be Asur Bahana, even without doing anything to the donkey, it's Asur Bahana. So the author can't be Rav Yehuda, Elalav, Rabbi Shimon. So it must be the author is Rabbi Shimon, and Rav Nachman says, I agree with Rabbah that a firstborn donkey after Arifa is Asur Bahana according to everybody. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon would agree. Amle Rav Sheshet Safra Chaveich Targuma La'olam Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Sheshet says, no, not necessarily. Author of the Raisa could be Rav Yehuda. Really? How's that going to work? The Itzter Chsak Das Chamin Arifa B'makom P'diyah Omeres Ma P'diyah Muteres Af Arifa Muteres Kamash Malan. He says, oh, because look, you could have had the following Havamina, and it's a good Havamina. Look, I have two options when I have a firstborn donkey. Option number one is to redeem it. Option number two is to hash it on the back of the neck. By the way, from this brisa, it sounds like, from this explanation of the Gemara, sounds like there are two valid avenues. I could go either way. They're both mitzvahs. They're both mitzvahs. Right. And so, you would have thought, as a Havamina, well, if I'm poder, it now I could do whatever I want with it. Right? That's the whole object of redeeming it. If I do Arifa, same story. I could do whatever I want with it now. Arifa affects the same effect as Padiyah. That's what I would have thought in Kamash Malan, and that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. Okay, excellent explanation. From this Gemara, it sounds like Arifa is a mitzvah. It's basically Padiyah, option B with Padiyah. Okay, I'll give away a little bit more information that I alluded to yesterday. That's how the Rambam views it. The Rambam says that Arifa is a mitzvah. Rambam, when he counts the mitzvahs in the Torah, counts Arifa as one of the mitzvahs. Rambam says, you know what it's like? He says it's just like Yibum and Chalitza. Okay? Now, obviously, right, you have a Yibum opportunity, right? God forbid a person's brother dies, leaving his sister-in-law a widow with no children, so now there's a mitzvah. Now, what he's supposed to do? He's supposed to do the mitzvah of Yibum. He's supposed to marry her. Torah says, but if for whatever reason, if you don't want to view that as an option, so then you have an option of Chalitza. Now, both of those present themselves as mitzvahs, meaning Yibam is a mitzvah and Chalitza is a mitzvah, right? So the Rambam says, Rambam actually makes that, it's not my comparison, the Rambam makes that comparison. Rambam says, same thing over here, that when you have this mitzvah of redeeming your firstborn donkey, you can either be Poda Beser, redeem it with a sheep, or Arafto. Arifa is also going to be a mitzvah as well, okay? Others argue with Rambam. Maybe we'll talk about it later, perhaps. But just know, and this Gemara that we just learned certainly seems to support that idea that either of them are the Gemara had a Havamina that basically they operate the same way. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman Mina Amin Lami Dini Levi. Rav Nachman is going to offer more further proof that after you do Arifa, everyone agrees it's Asur Bahana. So who if Simamon Shel Kohen Lefichach. Yufsad memono. Look, if you're not poder, you basically cheated out of Kohen, right? He could have had a wonderful lamb. Right? Doesn't have to be wonderful, but Kohen could have had a lamb. If you would have gone through option A of Padiyah, Kohen could have had a lamb. You decided not to, we're going to make you lose money. Okay, that's the Braisa. Now, what does that mean, make you lose money? How are you going to lose money? So look, if the author of that braisa is Rav Yehuda, you didn't lose any money. The Petach Chamor was already Asur Bahana. Right. You can't get benefit from it. So what monetary loss are we talking about, according to Rav Yehuda? Allah, Rabbi Shimon, so it must be the author of the braisa is Rabbi Shimon. And what's the braisa telling us? That if you weren't Podeh, and you went with the second option of Arifa, that's it. You lose it. You can't get benefit from it. Okay, good. Another proof that Rabbi Shimon would agree that after Arifa, it's Asur Bahana. So, Ibai Zem Rabbi Yehuda, Ibai Zem Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara is going to suggest as follows. Now, the could be that the author of the Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry, just give me a moment. I'm sorry. Wait, just give me a moment. I don't know why I got stuck. Ebay Semer Rav Yehuda, Ebay Semer Rav Shimon. Ebay Semer Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, the author of the price could be Rav Yehuda. How is that going to work? Afsiru de Beni Beni. Very simple. Because even according to Rav Yehuda, there's a windfall, remember, right? We'll talk more about this also later this morning. When you redeem your firstborn donkey, you don't have to go dollar for dollar. In other words, you could take a donkey with, I'm just throwing out numbers, could be worth $100. And you can get any sheep you want, even the cheapest sheep imaginable. Well, I'm exaggerating a little bit. But you can get a sheep valued at, let's say, $25 and perform pidyon, perform redemption. Now, you'll give the sheep over to the Kohen. But basically, you got a $100 donkey. Granted that you need to spend $25, but you're still saved, right? That's real value. So the Braisa could be going like Rav Yehuda, because if by Rav Yehuda, there still is a possible windfall had you done Pidia, and you didn't do Pidia, you did a Rifa, and the whole thing's going to be Asa Bahana, good. So the author of the Braisa could be Rav Yehuda. V'ibay Semer Rav Shimon, L'pchas Misa. And the author of the Braisa could be Rav Shimon as well. Now Rav Shimon says that you can get benefit from it while the animal's alive. So what loss are you suffering if the animal's dead? So the Gemara says, p'chas misa, depreciation. Meaning you could still argue that you can benefit from the animal, but a live animal is worth a lot more than a dead animal. The kenas, the penalty that this Bryce is alluding to, is just simply the depreciated value of the animal now that the animal's dead. And by the way, because you had to do a rifa, you can't even, well, it's a donkey. That was going to be a dumb point. Okay, you're going to give it to the dogs anyway, but still, it's depreciated in value. Okay, v'chein amar Rav Shmuel Lakish Shmuel Rav Shimon la'acharifa shu aser. Good, and we're going to add one more amora, and that's Reish Lakish. He agrees. Okay, let's summarize. Okay, to make this last basically daf of Gemara very simple. Machlokus Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. While the firstborn donkey is alive, can you get benefit from it? Subject to a debate. Rav Yehuda says no, Rabbi Shimon says yes. What if you do the mitzvah of Arifa? So we have, let me see if I can do this. We just introduced Reish Lakish into the discussion. We had Rav Nachman, I'm working backwards, and we had Rabba. Okay? Reish Lakish, Rav Nachman, Rabba all say that if you do Arifa, Rabbi Shimon would agree. The firstborn donkey is Asa Bahana. So why? So presumably the argument is Gzeira Shava. I mean, that's what the Gemara presented all the way in the beginning. I don't know if these other Amoraim agree with that explanation, but basically, Gzereshava to Egla Rufa. Just like Egla Rufa is Asa Bahana, so too this firstborn donkey that you did a Rifa is Asa Bahana. Good. Do we have a dissenting view? Yes. Rav Yochanan v'Item Rav Elazar Amar Adain Himachlokes. Okay, so it's either Rav Yochanan or Rav Elazar. Unclear, unsure. Remember, Rabbi Elazar is a student of Rabbi Yochanan, so it could be that it's one and the same. So they both say that it's still a machlokus even after the animal's dead. Okay, some suggest that this statement of Rav Nachman, remember, Rav Nachman's of the camp, that it is Asar Bahana. Some learn the Rav Nachman on a Mishnah in Kiddushin. Mekadesh b'petach hamor einu mekadeshes. The Mishnah says, I go over to a woman and I have a firstborn donkey in my possession and I say to her, like to marry you? Here's a firstborn donkey which will serve as Kesef Kiddushin. The Mishnah in Kiddushin says, it ain't going to work. Okay? Eina Mekudesh. Lema Masisim Delo Rabbi Shimon. So now, that Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah does not sound like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says it's Motabana. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravu La'acharifa V'divra Kol. Beautiful. No, we could assign that mission even according to Rabbi Shimon. The Petar Chamor in question was a one that was Ne'eraf, where you did the mitzvah of Arifa, it's Asa Bahana, the mission and Kedushin could be following like Rabbi Shimon. Once again, it's another avenue to get to the same conclusion, that Rabbi Shimon agrees that once you do Arifa, it's Asa Bahana. So Igadar Mihamani Lo Rabbi Yehuda Lo Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says another version, which is the Mishnah goes like neither. Now that can't work, because you need an option. You can't rule everyone out. This is really just an introduction to a question. So Mani Lo Rabbi Yehuda Lo Rabbi Shimon, E Rabbi Shimon Tikdash Bekulei. So Rabbi Shimon says You could be Mekadosh with all of it. Rabbi Yehuda Tiktesh Bahakta Bene Beni. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's Asa Bahana, but remember, even though the Petra Chamor, you're not allowed to benefit from, but whoever has it is going to get profit, is going to profit. Because you don't need to redeem dollar for dollar. You can redeem 50 cents on the dollar, 25 cents on the dollar, meaning get a cheap sheep and give it to the Kohen, and the difference in value is yours. So the Petra Chamor, even according to Rav Yehuda, is going to have some value. So basically what the Gemara is asking is, I don't get it. What's the Mishnah and Kedushin talking about? You can't be Mekadesh. So I'm a Rabba Baravu, I'm a Rav, Lolam Rav Yehuda, Kagon She'enu Shava Ela Shekel. Okay, so the Gemara now is offering another interpretation of that Mishnah and Kedushin, which is, it's a cheap donkey. Now when I say cheap, I'm not in the business of buying and selling donkeys. Right? But it was a cheap donkey. The donkey was only valued at one shekel. Okay? Visavar, huh?
Same price as
the same. Visavar laka Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, detanya tivdeh. It says in my bar mitzvah parsha, tivdeh, multiple times. Tivdeh miyad. First of all, redemption can take place right away. What does that mean, right away? So, the Gemara is going to explain a little bit later on that I might have thought you need to wait 30 days, right? We'll learn later on in the Masechta that when you redeem a firstborn human, you have to wait 30 days. Everyone knows Pidgin Aben, you need to wait 30 days.
Firstborn male
has to come out naturally, right? We'll learn all the halachas later on. But you have to wait 30 days. By firstborn donkey, you don't need to wait 30 days. Tifta, you could do it miyad even right away. Tivda, kol shehu. Now, how much do you need to pay? Whatever. Tanakama says, basically, whatever. And I don't mean that gratuitously, kol shehu, any amount. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, ein pedia, but pechusa mishekel. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, sheep has to be valued at one shekel. So now let's put it together, right? You got to put a couple pieces of information together in order to arrive at an understanding of this Mishnah and Kedushin. Mishnah and Kedushin says, I hand over a firstborn donkey to a woman and I say, Hareat likudeshes libe, peter chamor zeh, with this firstborn donkey. The Mishnah says it does not work. And what we're struggling with is, why not? According to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutar bahana. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's asur bahana, but it should serve as a windfall because there's going to be a profit. Once you redeem it, you don't have to redeem it on the dollar. You can redeem it for even less. So the Gemara now is suggesting the pshat in that Mishnah goes like this. It's talking about a very specific case. The donkey, the firstborn donkey, is a very cheap donkey. It only is valued at one shekel. And we're going to hold like Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, who we just introduced to, who says that when you redeem it, you have to redeem it with a sheep that's valued minimally one shekel. And so now she got nothing, because even though she got a firstborn donkey, it needs to be redeemed. And she has to pay dollar for dollar on the redemption. So she walked away from the deal with zero. And that's why the Kedushin does not work. Period. But the value, in terms of value, she got nothing. Yeah, but she had to pay for it, though. She had to redeem it. And she had to pay for... She gained nothing. She gained nothing. Right. Correct. Amar Mar. Okay? Good. And that's going to be upshot in the Mishnah and Kiddushin. Amar Mar. Now, as long as we quoted this Bryce, so the Gemara is going to explore this Bryce just a little bit. Tifta Miyah, Tifta Kol Shehu Pshita. The Gemara says, now, aren't these points obvious? No, the Gemara says they're not so obvious. It's Rech Sachad Mina, hold the Itkish Lebechor Adam. Look, we already made this point that in the Torah strings together the redemption of a firstborn human with the redemption of firstborn donkey. Okay, both of them are cited in the same Pasuk. So there's a Hekesh. Now that there's a Hekesh, you would have had a very legitimate Hava Mina. Ma Bechor Adam Acher Shoshim Vechamesh. Your numbers for the human are going to be 30 and 5. 30 days, 5 salaim. Right? Those are your numbers. So, v'chamesh, shahainami, achar shloshim v'chamesh. So, I would have thought, donkey, same story. 30 and 5. 30 days, 5 shkalim. Kamash malan tifte, miyad tifta kol shehu. That's the brisa. Now we understand. The brisa is teaching us no and no. It doesn't have to be 30 days. It could be even less. It doesn't have to be five slime. It could be even less. Good. Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Amar, and Pidiyah Pechusa Mishekel. Bima Nafshach. Where did he get that number from? One shekel. That's the minimum that you need. That's the minimum value of the sheep you need in order to redeem. So, e makish lebechor adam chamesh libaye. So, if he's a believer in the hekesh, so five. Ve'ilo makish shekel manale. And if you're not a believer in that hekesh, so where did you get the number one from? La'olam la'makish. So, Gemara says he doesn't hold of the hekesh. Amarava, amakra v'chol erka chayye b'shekel hakodesh kol arach and shatam marich. Lo yepchusim mishekel. The any time that you're a ma'arich, that you designate a value to the temple through what's called erchin. Okay, that's, we'll get to that mesechta. Is that next? I think that's next. Okay, so by erchin, it cannot be pchusim mishekel. The smallest value by erchin is one shekel. We'll talk about that later on. So that's how he develops that even by pidyon petach chamor, one shekel. Now the Chachamim who counter, they say, "Who behesig yad ksiv?" No, that parsha about erechin is only hesig yad. Somebody who cannot afford the erech that he was obligated, so then he has a leniency of only having to give one shekel. But that's exclusive to erechin and hesig yad and someone who can't afford it. But over here, petach amor, firstborn donkey, you need a sheep, and it can be any amount. Okay, now you know how this works. We've seen this a number of times in the Gemara. Tanna Kamma says that when you redeem your firstborn donkey, you have a sheep, and it could be any amount. Now, we don't really mean any amount. It means any amount means a small amount. And to which the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Nachman, halacha k'divrei chachamim. First of all, that's the halacha, that when you redeem it with a sheep, it could be any amount, v'kama. And then the Gemara now wants to know, yeah, but how much is any amount? Right, don't tell me any amount means literally any amount. I'm Rav Yosef, afilu patruza. Even a sheep that is very weak, a frail sheep. Bardanka, and even if it is a sixth of a dinar, one sixth of a dinar. Right, correct. So, Ama Rava Afanami Tanina. And Rava says, I knew that. I knew that already because you go back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah that we learned back on Daf Tes, and the Mishnah says that when you redeem, you can redeem with a sheep. The Mishnah's wording is gadol v'katan. Big sheep, little sheep. So the Gemara says, pshita ma'u detema kula hai lo, inami patruza lo kamash malan. The Gemara says, yeah, but even with the Mishnah, it doesn't qualify it enough because you don't know what the quantity of little sheep is. And we're now saying that it only has to be a bardanka, a sixth of a dinar. You didn't think it was that low. Or we also stated, Rav Yosef also stated, patruza, it could be a weak and frail sheep. Small may mean small, but you might thought that it had to still be a strong, healthy sheep. I feel a patruza. Now we're learning that it could be even frail. Rav Yehuda Nesiah Havalei Petach Hamor. Rav Yehuda Nesiah had a firstborn donkey, Shadr Lekamid de Rabbi Tarfon. Now he sends it to Rabbi Tarfon for an examination and essentially a question of how much? Well, like, what do I need to redeem it for? So Amalei, Kamabina Lemes of Lekoin. How much do I have to give to a coin? Amalei, Hari Amru, Ayin Yafe Bisela, Ayin Ra'a Beshekel. Beinunis Bargia. Okay, if you are a generous individual, so the sheep should be worth one sela. If you are a cheap sela means four zuzim. Okay? We're both right on this one. Ayin ra'a b'shekel. And if you're cheap, down to one shekel, which is two zuzim. So beinonis, and if you are middle of the road, so what's between four and two? Bargya, three. Three zuzim. So the Gemara says, I'm a Rabbi Hilchasa Bargya. So the Kama taught Zuzim. So the Gemara says that's three Zuzim. Okay, so that's the halacha. Sheep should be worth three Zuz. Ragel Hacha, the Ragel Hacha. Less than a Sela, more than a Shekel. So Kashi Hilchasa, Hilchasa, the Gemara says, now wait a second. Now I'm confused because you're now saying that the amount of the sheep has to be three zuzim. And meanwhile, look at the top of the page where the Gemara quotes the name of Yosef, second line down, Afila Patruza Bar Danka, 1/6, which is one zuz. So Lokasha, Kambe Balimlach, Kambe Oseba Atzmo. So the Gemara says it's like this. Someone comes over to you and says to you, I have a firstborn donkey and I want to redeem it. How much should the sheep cost? So the correct answer should be 3 zuzim. That's balimlach. However, someone on his own, without asking, he's the kind of guy who shoots and then asks questions. And he goes and he redeems it. And the sheep that he uses is only a donka, 1 zuz. So, and then afterwards, did I do good? Bidiyavid. In other words, the difference between basically lechatchila versus bidiyavid. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Next. Okay? New discussion of the Gemara. What if I don't have a sheep? I have a firstborn donkey. I don't have sheep and I don't have access to a sheep. What now? Now, obviously, we could do Arifa, but obviously no one's interested in Arifa. Arifa would require you to hatch it in the back of the neck. And as we learned, although there is some debate about the matter, but as we learned, Sasha Bahana. So I'd rather redeem it. So... Amrei Shlakish Mishesh Lopeta Chamar Ve'en Loseh Livdoso Podeu Bishavyav. So give its value. But now you have to give dollar for dollar. In other words, now you have to assess what is the fair market value of this donkey and you have to redeem it with its value and give it to the Kohen. Lamani Lema L'Rav Yehuda Ha'amar Yikbid Alav Torah B'Seh. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Yehuda, you have to give a sheep. You can't go dollar for dollar. Now, Rashi reminds us that we learned the Gemara just 2 days ago on Daf Tes, Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara says over there that even according to Rav Yehuda, you can give its value. And now the Gemara is saying that according to Rav Yehuda, its value is not good. You have to give only a sheep and only a sheep. So Rashi notes that our Gemara that we're learning right now seems to be contradicting the Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Beis, and Rashi just basically nods his head and says, correct. Our Gemara is not in agreement with the Gemara that we learned 2 days ago. According to Rav Yehuda, now, the Gemara that we're learning right now, according to Rav Yehuda, money's not going to work. El Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says that this idea that you can redeem it only for its money, only with money, and you don't need an actual sheep, that's like Rabbi Shimon. That is the Gemara as it presents itself right now. And as Rashi points out, this Gemara is not agreeing with the Gemara that we learned 2 days ago. Rav Acha Masni Hachi Ravina Kashele, Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Alachik Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be. A couple things. First of all, remember in Erevin, we learned our rules of how to paskin. Anytime you have a machlok between Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, says the Gemara in Erevin, go with Rav Yehuda. Okay, that's number one. Number two, which, by the way, would mean that here on this issue of the firstborn donkey having Kedusha, so it has Kedusha and it's Asa Bahana. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, Stan Lantana Karab Yehuda. Number two is that we have a Mishnah on Daf Tes, and as we've already pointed out, it's a Stam Mishnah, it's an anonymous Mishnah, and it sides with Rav Yehuda. And in general, we say, Rav Yochanan always feels this way, is that Halachis Kistam Mishnah. And if you have a position mentioned in the Mishnah, anonymously recorded, even though we know, based on Bryce's that we learned, even though we know that Mishnah belongs to Rav Yehuda, but halachic is Stam Mishnah. The Atamat halachic Rabbi Shimon, and you're telling me that the halachic is like Rabbi Shimon, meaning you're allowing a redemption of a donkey with money, and that's only going like Rabbi Shimon? Even according to Rav Yehuda, you could redeem a firstborn donkey with money. The Torah, when the Torah introduces this idea of sheep, you can redeem it with a sheep. It's not the Torah being onerous upon us. It's the Torah giving us a kula. Torah is trying to be easy on us, meaning you have a firstborn donkey. You want to redeem it? Find out its fair market value and give that money to a Kohen. You want to be even, you want a cooler, you want a leniency? You can use a sheep. And even if the sheep doesn't cost as much as a donkey, and yes, you're going to profit, you're going to gain by the balance between the sheep and the donkey, nevertheless, you have that alternative. So the Torah is being makel by introducing this idea of a sheep.
But
Sheep. Based on what we're learning right now, it would be a business poor decision not to use a sheep. Now, and the Gemara punctuates the whole discussion. We saw this already. Rabbi Nechemiah, son of Rav Yosef, he redeemed it using cooked vegetables. So Dan, knock on the door right before Shabbos, and you get a bowl of cooked, I don't know what, how, more than a bowl, a barrel of cooked vegetables. Okay, I don't know why Rashi. You take a look at Rashi. Rashi says a savim shlukot, right? Rashi said cook grass. Cook greens. I don't know why Rashi went with that example. Okay, anyway, someone has a suggestion, but Amar of Shizbi, Amar Rav Huna. Okay, next. Yeah, that's accepted halacha. Okay, good. By the way, Gemara is very, very clear. Meaning, on the front of Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda, which means that your firstborn donkey is asa b'hana. And, you can't be Mekadosh a woman with it, it's asa b'hana. Additional to that, the Gemara also concludes that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to redeem it with money, you may, but then you have to go dollar for dollar. If you want to redeem it with sheep, that you may, and that's preferable for you, the owner, as that now you don't have to go dollar for dollar. As long as the sheep is valued at any amount, but we're going to further qualify, what does any amount mean? Lechatchila should be worth 3 zuz. Bidi evet, it would be good if it's only 1 zuz. And then you give that to the kohen, that sheep to the kohen, and that's redeemed as well. Because the Torah is not coming to be makel. The Torah is only coming to be makel. When the Torah says sheep, Torah is just giving you another way to redeem. Meaning, you could redeem it the normal way you would redeem hektish, but that's dollar for dollar. Or, you could use a sheep. Amar Rav Shizbi, Amar Rav Huna. We're now turning to a new discussion of the Gemara, and that's the following. Okay, let's say Danny has a firstborn donkey born to him. Okay, Mazel Tov. Obviously, would make an announcement in the weekly. That no tachanun. So firstborn donkey, and then right, I feel very close to him, and I decide, you know what, I'll do the redemption. I'll take one of my sheep that I have in my backyard, and I'll redeem his firstborn donkey, and I'll give my sheep to Dan. Okay, so far so good. Now, a couple of things even before we start with the Gemara's discussion about this. Number one, can you do this by truma? In other words, can I volunteer to give truma on behalf of somebody else? And the answer is essentially no. Meaning, by truma, I need to be assigned as Dan's, right? I'm such a smart guy. I use two Dans as examples over here. But I need to be signed as Danny's agent. If I want to separate truma on behalf of Danny, I can't do it on my own volition. I need to be Danny. I need to be his agent. I need to be a shliach in order to do that.
Is the mitzvah on him?
Essentially the mitzvah is his. Let's just say it like that. Wait. I can't do it for him. I have to be him. So the only way it works by truma is by agencies, by shlichus. So already Tosus makes this point. See the third Tosus on the Amud, and Tosus essentially says, okay, good, that's a truma halacha. But in our discussion, we're not talking about truma. We're talking about the redemption of the firstborn donkey. And Tosus says, I can do it even not being appointed an agent. In other words, I can redeem his donkey. So I'll take my sheep, I'll set it aside, I'll give it to Dan, and then good. And then now his sheep is redeemed. Now let's move on to the next part of the discussion, which is, I'm just basically outlining the Gemara, we'll see the Gemara inside. Good, now that I redeemed Danny's firstborn donkey, whose donkey is it? Meaning it was his, but I redeemed it. Does my redemption of his donkey now basically allow me to basically come over and say, okay, I redeemed your donkey, I get your donkey. Now, if what I'm saying is correct, you understand, we're all, you know, you don't even have to be a shrewd businessman. You could be even like, you know, yeah, so you can now, we've now constructed a new business plan. which is, I'll just go around redeeming everyone's firstborn donkey, and you remember, you don't have to redeem a dollar for dollar, and then I'll just come over and I'll say, okay, let me have my firstborn donkey, and you can buy donkeys 50 cents, 25 cents on the dollar. Doesn't sound right. Let's see the Gemara inside. Amrav Shizbi, Amrav Huna, Poda Petach Hamosha Chaver, Pijona Padui. So the first thing the Gemara says is, it works. I can redeem Danny's firstborn donkey. Good. Now we buy Elihu. So now that we know that it works, so the Gemara says, Pijona Lepodo, O Dilma Pijona Lebalim. So who does it go to? Who does the donkey go to? The sheep we know. The sheep goes to a Kohen. So Dan, you get the sheep. That's not the issue. The issue, the Gemara's question now is, who does the donkey belong to? So look, from Rabbi Shimon's standpoint, the question doesn't even get off the ground. Don't even ask the question. Because whose donkey was it to begin with? It was Danny's donkey. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's Mutar Bahana, which means that he's the owner. So my redemption of it can't transfer ownership. It's his. It started off as his, and it will continue to be his. So according to Rabbi Shimon, not even a question. Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Asabana. So, lehektish medame le'erachman amar v'nasa nekesu v'kam lo. So, do we compare this to basically an act of redeeming hektish? Look, when you redeem hektish, you know how it works. The redeemer now becomes the owner. Right? You redeem. You therefore own. Odilma kevin tekan le'bebeni beni lo dame lehektish. Or do we say no? That even according to Rav Yehuda, there's an opportunity of gain. There's an opportunity of profit. Right? Because the sheep that you use does not have to be dollar for dollar value for what the donkey is. So even according to Rav Yehuda, you may not be the current owner of it, but you will be a potential owner, meaning you stand to gain. And it's a very interesting discussion. Essentially now what the Gemara is arguing is that since there's potential gain to you on this donkey, therefore we currently view you as the owner, even though currently you don't own it. Right? And essentially what the Gemara now is arguing is, since Danny stands to profit from it, we therefore currently look at it as his. Now, it's a nuanced discussion. It's a delicate discussion. Because currently, to Danny, it has no value. Right. It's Asar Bahana. But there's a presumption that he can redeem it for a cheaper sheep, and therefore there's a presumption of a possible gain. So therefore, even if I'm the one redeeming it, but it stays by Danny. I understand that, but the Gemara now wants to know, it works, but who gets it?
Well, that means it has its full value. Then what's the question?
Right.
He needs my consent, though.
No? I can't write. Right. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, again, I'll go over the Gemara. According to Rabbi Shimon, it was his.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. But according to Rabbi Yehuda,
if I pay full value,
great. Yeah, but what Phil's suggesting is that even according to Rav Yehuda, there's going to be a difference between sheep and full value.
No, but the thing is that it's not just a value issue. The guy may still want to use the donkey.
Right, but according to Rav Yehuda, all right, look. Let's debate it. Let's table the debate, because I hear Phil's point on this. Okay, I'm not sure. So lo dam lehektish. I'm Rav Nachman Tashma. So the Gemara says, okay, how about this? We'll learn a brisa. Hagonim chamor shel chavero misham tashlum kefal abalim ve'alfa pisha ein lo achshav yesh lo achem mikan. Okay, instead of redeeming, let's make myself somewhat more nefarious. I'll steal it from Danny. The Brisa says, I'm on the hook. And not only am I on the hook, I steal his firstborn donkey. Not only am I on the hook, kefil. Meaning if I'm caught, so I have to pay him back, plus an additional amount. This is what's called kefil. We're all familiar. Good. What are you hearing over here? And by the way, read the Brisa again. Alpha pishein lo achshav. Currently, what's the value of this donkey to Danny? Zero. But alpha pishein lo achshav, yesh lo achem mikan. But there will be a gain. Again, it's that same idea. What an interesting idea that even though currently its value to you is zero, but it has a possible future value, and therefore it makes you the owner. Now, Mani Ilim, Rabbi Shimon Amai Lo Ein Lo Achshav. Now, look, the author of this braisa is not Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon would tell you it has a current value to you right now. So it's not Rabbi Shimon. So Alav Shita Rabbi Yehuda V'Isak Gedach LaHekdesh Medamin Alay V'Gonu Mi Beis Isham Arachman V'Lo Mi Beis Hekdesh. And look, let's also make another point: is that according to it, so we know it's Rabbi Yehuda. If I steal from Hekdesh, now first of all, that makes me even more nefarious. Right, you gotta be a certain kind of amoral person to steal from Hekdesh. But if I steal from Hekdesh, there is no kafel penalty. Gzeiros HaKasuv, it's a pasuk, it's a drasha, there's no kafel. So if we're viewing this as real Hekdesh, so then there wouldn't be a kafel penalty. The fact that there's a kafel penalty tells me that this is not absolute Hekdesh. Okay? So the Gemara says Velomi Beis Hekdesh. So we don't make this an absolute comparison to Hekdesh. And so now let's go back to our first question. What if I'm so we know if I steal it, I don't pay kafel. What if I don't steal it? What if I do a nicer, a kinder act, which is I redeem Danny's firstborn donkey? It still is Danny's. Well, by Hekdesh, that's not true. By Hekdesh. Okay, good. So, okay, good. That's the Gemara's question. That's the Gemara's answer. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara punctuates Vesulo Midi, meaning end of discussion. Right? The Gemara has without punctuation, the Gemara uses words to punctuate. And Vesulo Midi is the Gemara's basic way of saying end of discussion. It's over. Okay, so even according to Rav Yehuda, again, question and very, very resolute answer. The question is, if I redeem Danny's firstborn donkey, whose donkey is it now? The redeemer or the owner? Answer, owner. Why? Because even according to Rav Yehuda, even though its current value to him is zero, since there's a potential value, he is considered the owner even as it is right now. Okay, next. Now we go on into the Mishnah, and now we're all the way at the tail end of the Mishnah. Okay, if you remember the Mishnah back on Tes Amud Aleph, ended the Mishnah with a strange halacha, which is, I'm going to read the Mishnah again, Nichnas Ladir Lehisaser. That sheep is going to go into the pen and be subject to Maiser Behema. The last parak of Becharos, which less than 2 months from now, a month and a half from now, we're going to get to. So that last parak in Becharos deals with the mitzvah of Maiser Behema. Okay, ninth parak of Becharos. Okay. The Gemara says, what's going on right now? Meaning, without asking the question, the Gemara is basically asking, what? Sheep going into the pen for Maiser Behema? That's not going to happen. Tana Rabbanan. The Braisa is going to be more clear about this issue. In the classic case where I simply have a firstborn donkey, redeem it with a sheep, hand the sheep to the Kohen, that sheep is not going to go to the pen. That sheep is not subject to Maisa Behema. Share Shaninu. Halakur Chrishinin Talon B'matana Pater. You have a basic rule by Maiser Behema that it has to be your animal. If you were gifted the animal, if you bought an animal, that animal does not need to go to the pen to be counted for Maiser Behema. It has to be your animal born in your flock. So good. So this is, to the Kohen, a gifted animal. That's not going to go to Maiser Behema. So Ella Bisrael Shahayu. No, Maiser Behema, you count your animals that are born to you over the course of the year. 10th animal now has Kedusha, brought to the Beis HaMikdash and offered as a Karban Shlamim. The point is that you don't need, if an animal was purchased, or if an animal was gifted to you, it doesn't need to be counted. It's not in the count.
But in this case, I mean, they're giving this to a Kohen.
And the point, if the Kohen had a flock,
right.
And the Kohen and he had animals born to him, Maiser Behema is not a gift to the poor. It's not a gift to the Kohanim. Maiser Behema just simply means every 10th animal that's born to you has to be brought as a carbon. You have 100 animals that were born to you over the course of the year. 10 of them... Huh? Even the Kohanim. So shahayulo asara. So the Gemara says Ella be Yisrael shahayulo asara safek pitre chamorim besoch beso. Shemarfish aleim asara sayin. Uma asran vehein shalom. So the Gemara says this is what the Braisa is talking about, and subsequently this is what the Mishnah is talking about. You had a very weird year. You had donkeys giving birth, but every one of your donkeys gave birth to a male and a female. And you do not know which came out first. Every one of the twin births. You don't know which one came out. It was a strange year. And as we learned in our Mishnah, what's the halacha? Right, you have to take a sheep. You have to be podeh. But because you don't know if that pedia was necessary or not, you get to keep it. Okay? Alei nasar asen uma asran vehein shalom. So you have, for those sheep, you now have to do the mitzvah of Meiser Behema.
You can do all of it with one sheep anyway, no? You can do the same sheep over and over again for the same.
That's a great question. You know, I mean, yeah, there is an...
You have to
eat
the same sheep.
Right.
If it's one sheep, then you can...
Maybe that sheep works. We'd make another name.
Right. Right. Okay, it's a good point. He quotes the Rebbein and Tom? Yeah. Okay. Umisayel Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman Amar, Rava Barabu, Yisrael Shayilo Asara, Safik Pitre Chamorim, Mafer Shalem Asara, Sayin, Uma Asran, Vehin Shalom. Good. Rav Nachman says over the same thing. In fact, after we learned on the Braisa, what is Rav Nachman adding? Good question, I don't know. Okay, number two and number three. We're going to learn two more halachas mentioned in the name of Rav Nachman, not related to our discussion, but two halachas mentioned by Rav Nachman. Now, to understand these next two halachas of Rav Nachman, let me create a family tree for you. And this family tree is going to be made up of five generations. Now, follow me, okay? The first generation is a Yisrael, okay? Regular Yisrael, basically you and me. Yisrael had a daughter married a Kohen. So the man's son-in-law is a Kohen, and his... obviously, his grandson now is a Kohen. Okay? So we all have the opportunity of having a grandson for a Kohen, even though we may not be Kohanim ourselves. Understood. And just to further create this family tree, Kohen has a daughter, and the daughter marries a Yisrael. So the great-grandson is a Yisrael, and finally the great-great-grandson is going to be a Yisrael. Okay? Everyone with me? So his grandson, the man's grandson, is a Kohen, and his great-great-grandson is a Yisrael. Okay? I know it's a little bit strange, but you'll see every part of that family tree is necessary in order to understand the following. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rava Baravua, Yisrael Shailo Asar Pitcher Chamorim Vadaim Besoch Peso. Shenaflu Mebeis Avi Imo Kohen. Vaoso Avi Imo Kohen. Naflu Mebeis Avi Imo Yisrael. A man had 10 donkeys that he got from his grandfather, who was a Kohen, who in turn got it from his grandfather, who was a Yisrael. Now, the Gemara here worked backwards. Let's go forward. Let's start from the first generation. Yisrael had 10 firstborn donkeys. Each one of them needed to be redeemed. Right? Good. And then before doing that, he gives over those donkeys to his grandson, who happens to be a Kohen. Now, those donkeys still need to be redeemed, meaning giving the donkeys to a Kohen didn't absolve the donkeys from needing to be redeemed. The donkeys still needed to be redeemed. But, listen carefully, when the Kohen does redemption, who does the sheep go to? He'll simply hand the sheep to himself. Why not? Meaning, I have a mitzvah of redemption, and I also have a mitzvah to give the sheep to a Kohen. Wait a second. I'm a Kohen. Perfect. So I'll hand it to myself. Okay, good. And now, these donkeys, in other words, this Kohen did not do that. He then subsequently gifted over all these donkeys to his grandson, who happens to be Yisrael. Okay? And I say this without any we're not trying to create any type of legal loophole, okay? I'm not trying to be deceptive over here, but basically this is a form of laundering, okay? But it's a good one. It's not bad. It's, in other words, the...
These donkeys are not being used.
Yeah, these donkeys really, right? The third-hand donkeys. That fifth generation Yisrael now still needs to redeem, but he gets to keep the sheep. Why? Because he got these from his grandfather, and his grandfather was a Kohen. There's an idea that you see again and again in, throughout the Gemara, which is that when you receive a gift, your gift that you receive come with all rights of the gifter. So when the Kohen gifts this to his grandson, the Yisrael, by right, he had to redeem it, but by right, he got to keep the seh. And when he gifts not only the actual gift, but all rights and privileges that came with that gift as well. Okay? Let's see this inside. The sheep belong to him. The Amar of Nachman Amar of Rabba Baravua Yisrael Shayilo Tvala Memurachim Besoch Beso. Now we're going to do the same exact case again, but we're going to do it with grain. Grain that Truma and Meiser were not taken off. It's Tevel. Shenaflulo. And again, how did Yisrael get this grain? It was gifted from his grandfather, the Kohen, who was gifted from his, who received it from his grandfather, the Yisrael. Now these last two halachas of Rav Nachman are essentially the same. That when this Yisrael, fifth generation, got it from his grandfather the Kohen, he got it with all the rights that his grandfather had in it. Now seems to be that Rav Nachman is providing us basically the same scenario twice over. So the Gemara says Sricha. But both halachas need to be stated. Why? There's a difference. Because in the case of the donkey, all you need to do is redeem it with the sheep. But everything is presented in front of you, meaning your option, your obligation is staring you right in the face. You have a donkey, you need to redeem it with a sheep. You may say that Tevel is different. Because Tevel, you have to separate it. And Tevel, before it's separated, it's not Truma and Chulin mixed together. It's Tevel. It's different. And so therefore, you may say that even though you received this Tevel from your grandfather, who is a Kohen, but your requirement of separating off Truma and Maisa is a totally new entity. As if to say, Panim Chadash Os Ba'ulakan. And so therefore, you may make the argument, you have to give this Truma and Meiser to a Kohen and to a Levi, MLO.
But I think that the grandfather, who was a Kohen, passed on to his grandson Truma there that he can't really use. He can only sell it to another
Kohen. No, what do you mean? The grandfather could have used it. No. But you're arguing the
grandson is Israel, right?
Right, correct.
He gets Truma from his Kohen grandfather.
Understood. And he won't be able to eat it. Understood. But in terms of ownership, he can make the argument, look, my grandfather would have owned it. So when he gave it to me with those same rights. Rights of ownership. Agreed. He won't be able to eat it. So, and the Gemara makes the next point, which is, if I only had this case over here, also, you can make a different distinction. In the case of Truma Meiser, so what am I separating? It's right here. Meaning it's in the pile. I just need to take a percentage to give to a Kohen, but it's all here. In the case of the Petra Chamor, I got to buy a sheep. Right? I got to get myself a sheep, me'alma, from somewhere else. So you make the argument, look, I know I got the donkey from my grandfather who was a Kohen, but the sheep required, I didn't get that from my grandfather. I need to procure the sheep. So it may be different. So the Gemara says, Tricha, that's why both cases are necessary. Okay, good. Okay, last two halachas of Rav Nachman. Once you know the scenario, it's pretty straightforward. But, right, it's, a little bit complicated. Okay, we have one more little topic to do, which obviously we're not going to do right now. We'll save it for Shabbos. One more topic to do in terms of finishing off the daf. It's a little bit left. Not that bad. And then we'll start with the last Mishnah of the second, all right, one of the last Mishnayos of the first parak.